Armageddon. Two men enter, one man leaves. To the victor, a bounty fit for the gods. To the vanquished foe, shame, pain, and the cane. Armageddon.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the fourth fight on Corona Fight Night from the Village. Norm Hitzkiss with Junior Miller, with Corby Davidson, and in the ring, Donovan Lewis. This is fight number four for our show, the Norm Hitzkiss Show, Normageddon. By the way, starting next year, it'll be available on pay-per-view. Between Andy Lai and Brandon Littleton. We have a little different approach to our fight, gentlemen. The victor here will actually get a nice prize that includes a pair of tickets to join us in the Wedge for a Rangers game.
Nice.
In mid-September. The loser must eat a small quantity of my usual breakfast, which is tuna, olives, and pretzel sticks. And I will, after the interviews, publicly cane the loser for embarrassing all of us.
Is that what that is in the corner of the ring? Is that your breakfast with the four pretzel
That's
sticks
it.
Sticking
yeah.
out?
That's the meal awaiting the loser.
You are gross.
Thank you, Corbin. And now to the ring, where Donovan Lewis will introduce and interview our combatants.
Thank you, Norm. I am here with Andy. I know that because his name is on the front of his shirt. How about that? How you feeling, sir?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you very much. You come here often?
I do not.
Okay, good. Now, I saw you praying, on your knees praying. What God were you praying to?
Buddha. I got
All
Buddha.
Of them.
I got
All
Buddha.
Of them?
Equal opportunity.
Well, you see what happened to the preacher, and he liked God, and you prayed, so you're about to get your ass kicked. All right. Let's go over to the other side, and we are talking to Brandon, right? Right?
Yes,
right?
Brandon.
Brandon, how are you?
I'm great.
How you feeling?
Pretty good.
Now, why are you in this fight? What made you get into Normageddon?
I just wanted to box.
Now, would you rather get your ass kicked or eat that breakfast? Which one?
I think if I lose, I get both. So, you know, I'd rather just get my ass kicked and not have to eat anything.
Does he fear the Asian?
Do you fear the Asian?
No.
Are you
good guys?
Yeah. Watch out for the feet, because every now and then they'll come up like that. All right, Norm, back to you.
Thank you, Donovan. This match also pits the two people with the worst nicknames in tonight's card. Hide Your Wife, Hide Your Kids versus The Dad.
Here the
is
dad?
Rich Phillips.
Who's the dad?
The dad is Brandon Littleton. He mentioned something about Sean Kemp and a fellow named Cromarty.
Oh, wow.
In his nickname.
He's super dad.
Yes.
Damn.
Here's Rich Phillips.
Our next fight tonight at Corona Fight Night is Normageddon. First, out of the red corner, at 5'6", 177 pounds, out of Plato, Texas, Hide Your Wife, Hide Your Kids from Andy Lai.
Rich enjoys this way too much.
He's good
out of
at
the blue
it.
Corner at 5'9", 172 pounds, out of the great Denton, Texas, he is Brandon the Dad Littleton.
That is the worst nickname since Gentleman Jim Corbett.
I don't know. Hide Your Wife, Hide Your Kids is pretty damn stupid
but
itself.
Just the dad?
There's nothing scary about that at
no,
all.
No, the dad.
Except for a fertile chick. Maybe not.
A point well taken by Donovan as we get ready for
you.
Round one. That's Andy Lai in the black top and white long shorts against Brandon Littleton, who presses the action right away and lands.
Andy looks a little athletic, though, like he's been in this ring before. He looks like he knows
but
what
his shorts are sagging. Pull your shorts up, boy!
Oh my God! What did I tell you?
Lance again, Andy Lai raining blows on the
fight is over! The fight is over!
The dad is down! The dad is down!
I think he's going to get back up.
All dads get
he's
back
up.
This
he's
is
up.
The best fighter we have had at fight night.
I'm
no
sorry about your shorts.
Right
ever?
Andy,
ever?
Yes! Andy. He is so quick! He's so Asian!
Look at Andy. On the offensive, Brandon Littleton misses.
He's done this before.
Lawrence Cole telling him to keep his punches up. Brandon Littleton offers a jab. Another jab. Now on the offensive.
Oh, Brandon is on the comeback trail.
Oh, a little wrestling. Boy, Andy's trying to make sushi out of him.
What?
Andy Lai looking for an opening, and he gets a left. And a right to the schnoz. And that's the end of the first round as Andy Lai. Hike your wife. Hide your kids. Dominated round one.
Now, why would I need to hide my kids?
Well, it's like Mike Tyson. He was threatening to eat your children, so maybe Andy.
Well, he's nasty.
Well, that's That's the way things go.
Andy has thrown himself into this fight kamikaze style.
I think Andy might be throwing up over here.
No, no, he's spitting out some water.
Oh,
Donovan,
oh.
Have you ever seen a boxing match?
I just thought it was clear. You know, I didn't know.
Boy, that's very impressive.
I've never seen an Asian throw up before.
You know what's clear? These two hate each other.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Oh. Okay, I take it back.
Okay.
Yeah.
I will go ahead and call it right now, just like Josh and Tom do in the Ranger games, knockout.
This
right
round.
For whom? For
right
whom?
Here. Andy, come
oh,
on.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yes.
Andy Eli, the clear winner of round one, comes out aggressive to start round two against Brandon Littleton.
Oh, wow.
Right hand rocks Littleton. Oh.
Comeback by Brandon.
Okay, Andy
kind
got...
of.
Is it a comeback or is it more of a woman slap fight from Andy?
I think Andy was dazed a little bit by that punch.
Brandon.
That's why he was holding on.
Ooh, and Andy lands a left and comes over with a circular right. And he's got Littleton pinned to the ropes and Littleton gets away. Oh, and another lick from Andy.
Woo. Brandon's hanging in there.
Yeah, but he's paying for it, isn't he? Punch to the hip of Andy as they have to be separated.
A punch to his sagging shorts.
Yes.
I think Andy's getting tired.
I think he is too, and Brandon's going to land some fight. Oh, and Andy back,
oh,
and there's the
ball.
Wow. Could we have a comeback of epic proportions?
Pretty interesting turn of fortunes there, Norm.
Brandon held his own that round, didn't he?
Yes.
Well, we see what happened with your call, Corby.
Can the Korean combat warrior take a dive here in the third round?
I felt like Andy started to tire there. Brandon got in more punches, certainly, than he did in the first round. I might even say round to Brandon.
Interesting. Maybe. Interesting theory is the Americans are suddenly a little bit on their toes right now.
Perhaps they're surging in the Pacific Theater.
Maybe so.
History is repeating itself.
I think Andy is throwing up.
Yeah, he's just spitting again.
Oh,
just
I'm
spitting
sorry.
Again.
Watch this ticket chick. She had a short problem last time. Okay, she made it out of there okay.
Their short
last
split?
Time we saw a bottom.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You didn't see a little crack, did
here
you?
Here we go. Third game
round.
On.
Third round.
And final
Andy
round.
Lye. Oh, and Brandon was off balance.
Oh,
there.
Nice left hook. Nice left hook from Brandon.
Yeah. Oh, and Andy tries to reply, and they then clinch, and the action's going to get stopped.
Lawrence Cole was acting like Brandon's dad right there.
Yo.
Oh,
that was a...
What happened?
He knocked the crap out of Brandon's head.
Is what happened.
That was like a Rocky Apollo Creed punch. They hit each other at the same time.
Andy Lye on the offensive. And
he knocks him down. Down goes Brandon. Down goes Brandon.
Down goes the dad. The dad's down again.
Boy, that was a nice right.
That really was a nice right.
Wow,
that
was a skull cap.
That was textbook stuff.
Yep.
Brandon's back up on his feet, though.
Why can't all fights be this way?
Andy Lye has two knockdowns in this fight so far. And Brandon, a roundhouse left. Barely. Oh, there's a right. And Brandon Littleton's taking some punishment.
Andy
here.
Is trying to knock him out.
He is.
Oh, dear God, Dad.
Oh, and a kidney punch.
The dad Brandon. Is down.
Three knockdowns in this bout. Andy Lye has the ball, having knocked down Brandon.
That's not a good sign when your hand is on your head. That's not a good sign.
The dad has gone down twice this round, something his wife has never heard.
And one big load up right hand from Littleton barely misses.
Oh, he's, Andy is begging him.
Andy's saying, come on, bring it on.
Oh, and Andy, boy, Andy's a good fighter. Andy. A good, solid fighter. A great Asian fighter.
Remember his face. We don't want to get in the ring with this.
No. He is better than Dooku Kim.
You two guys handle the post-fight here. I've got to go down and
Norm's headed to the ring.
I
had a lot of that
I'll tell you what, Andy made a tremendous comeback in that third and final round, and he showed the boxing skill that you've been hyping for years, Corby.
I really have. I said I saw him up here earlier and touted him before the match as being one of the top Asian fighters of this generation.
Let's go to Rich Phillips, people.
Okay.
Norm, again, tonight goes the distance, so we will go to you, the P1 judges. First, let's hear it in the blue corner for Brandon Littleton.
Oh, dear. Oh, the dad's not getting much support.
No. And in the red corner, let's hear it for Andy Lye.
A tsunami of support, Craig.
Hide your wife. Hide your kids. The winner is Andy Lye.
Experience, Donovan. He's got to have experience.
He has experience. Absolutely.
Wasn't that sweet looking? That was really good.
All right, now we're going to get the post-fight festivities as Norm is making his way to the round for the
this
movie
might take,
prize.
That might take
cane.
Forever for Norm to get up
yeah,
here.
Yeah, go ahead and interview Andy.
Let's talk to Andy for a second. Andy, how you feeling, man?
A little tired.
Yeah, do you have fighting experience?
Back in high school.
Who did you fight in high school?
A couple kids in the ring. Lawrence is actually my first ref in high school.
Oh, my God.
Really? Yes. Do you remember him, Lawrence?
No, I don't.
Yes, you do. Yeah.
Ask him if you remember me. He goes, I'm sorry.
Man, you really took it to him, man. That was a nice right hook. You kicked some ass, man.
I tried.
Asians can fight?
Where does he work?
I fight with the mantra, WWMT.
What would Mothra do?
What would Mike Tyson do pre-Buster Douglas?
Oh. I like that.
See? That would be WWMT.
I like what would Mothra do.
Thank you, Corby. <PD.
laughs> Andy, what congratulations. Do? You'll get the Ranger tickets and a goodie bag. Mm. Congratulations.
Mike Tyson will eat but your children. He'll eat your pets.
He may have lost his fight, people, but he's the winner for all of us because we get to see him eat Norm's breakfast. Brandon!
Look how violent
Donovan
looks. Man,
you took an ass kicking in this ring, man.
Scaring Brandon.
Yeah, I did.
Man, how you feeling?
A little busy.
I'm not right, doing good, Donovan.
Andy looks like Woody from Toy Story.
Yeah, I do.
Well, you really do, yeah. That's all he needs is a hat.
Howdy, partner.
I don't know. I had a beard beforehand. They wouldn't let me keep it.
Oh, yeah, you had to shave your beard. But that's not. Let's not talk about that. Let's talk about
you're
breakfast.
You're a militant, Donovan.
Well, first of all, you're going to... Which one do you want first, the caning or the breakfast?
The caning.
Oh, he wants the punishment first. So, Norm...
This is seedy.
Is it just me?
Oh, look, Norm's got wood.
Look,
it's a cane, actually. Oh.
For losing Normageddon number one, you get publicly caned.
This is like low rent.
Oh, I'm finishing in my pants.
Oh, that is not right, Norm. You do them like you did the Asian chicks at the massage parlor. Go!
This is like it's like watching low rent gay porn.
I know it. It's horrible.
Take that.
Oh.
And that.
That is weak.
I just pollocked the inside of my Hagers.
Now, Brandon has to eat Norm's breakfast that consists of tuna, olives, and pretzel sticks.
Yuck.
How gross is Norm?
I did my best.
That's why you hear all the noises on the inside and outside of Norm.
Buzz Lightyear around here.
Now, let's hear you make noise like Norm.
There he goes. Eating tuna and pretzels.
Okay, we're gonna be here all night. You gotta eat that thing, man. We're not too dry.
Yeah, we'll let him take a break.
Spit in his mouth, Norm.
He can eat at his own pace.
Yeah.
He's just fought.
Meanwhile, look at the ticket chick.
Well, hey, how you
know
doing?
It. Look at that body on her.
I know.
Oh, she knows.
Is she
it
too fat?
Look at that. She is a little bit too heavy for me.
Gotta have some olives there too.
All right, coming up next, we have fight number...
Mind if I help you here? All right,
let me just ease the front of your boxing shorts down. I'm just going to kneel here.
Norm put his fingers in the tuna.
Oh, no. That's a second time tonight.
You look a little deflated after the loss. Let me blow you up.